train. People of the world, join hands. Give on a bartender, gas train.
The next stop that we make will be England. So long, the bus in Russia, China too.
July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great photos and videos and stories that I post about animals. And we got one more hour to go. It has stopped raining up here at my house. It actually hasn't been raining now for probably the last hour or so. But the sky is still gray out. It hasn't changed down in Bellevue either. Roads still look wet and clouds are still there. We're getting it all out of the system here today so that we can have some decent weather for tomorrow. Now, I finished out the last hour with some 4th of July tips for our dog friends. And I forgot one thing that I want to mention before we talk to Laura at Seattle Dogs. And there are lots of other remedies and stuff. I'm hearing some good stuff about CBD oil and CBD products for a lot of things. And if you use something like that, that helps your animals over the 4th, if there's anything that you use, I would love to hear from you. So you can tell me and I can add it to my arsenal. One of the things that works for some dogs, but not others, would be a thunder shirt that's based on the swaddling principle. It's a vest that wraps the dog tightly. And sometimes when you wrap them up, it's like being in the womb. They feel more comforted. They feel calmer. So obviously you might not have time to get a thunder shirt or try one. But what I wanted to mention to you is if you have not tried the swaddling concept on your dog, if you have a dog that's very, very frightened, you could try this. But if you can't get one, go to YouTube and search thunder shirt hack. Yes, Nathan?
I have a question. Wouldn't that sort of mimic calming, soothing, and sympathizing in a way, since it's sort of trying to replicate, you know,
No, because it doesn't. You're not saying, oh, calm down, everything's okay, kiss, kiss, kiss. You're just putting the thunder shirt on, and it's the wrap that does it. So you can still do jolly routines and everything else with a dog with a thunder shirt on and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
But it doesn't affect that. But there is a thunder shirt hack on YouTube that's done with ACE bandages. They show you how to wrap the dog. So if you want to have a test and see if the swaddling principle, the thunder shirt principle, helps your dog, and you don't have a thunder shirt or you can't get one by tomorrow, go to YouTube, search thunder shirt and thunder shirt hack. It should come up, and it's ACE bandages, and they show you a wrap as to how to do it. So you could check and see if that helps you. Still do the same thing, oil in the ears, lots of jollies, and it can make a huge difference. Okie dokie. Alrighty, back on board with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And it is time to go downtown Seattle and welcome founder, president, again, chief cook and bottle washer of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. That would be Laura Cook. Good morning, Laura, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. Yeah, I say that kind of with tongue in cheek because I don't really know, because I haven't lived in Seattle proper for decades. So what's it like in downtown Seattle during the 4th of July weekend? Does it really upset the apple cart? Are there a lot of fireworks, in downtown Seattle? I mean, fill us in.
Well, I'm on Capitol Hill. And
oh, okay.
I'm very blessed because I have a view of South Lake Union. So I get 4th of July, fireworks. Oh,
I didn't have animals to stay home with, I want to come to your house and watch.
Yeah.
I remember decades ago, I went to somebody's house that I knew and invited me, that was on Capitol Hill, that had a view, of the Lake Union fireworks. And it was a great 4th of July. And it was wonderful to sit in somebody's balcony and watch the whole thing. It's like front row seats. So you get to do that, huh?
I have also the Space Needle, so I get New Year's Eve.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So that, I do enjoy watching them, but the dogs get so dang scared. And then people, I don't know where they get those things that sound like bombs and stuff.
Yeah, I call them half stick of dynamites.
Yeah.
We get a lot of those in my neighborhood.
I just want people to not do that,
Right, right. Yeah. No, please don't.
People aren't listening to me, but, it's like, I just want hope, pray that people will someday realize that not only does it hurt their ears, but it scares the sheb. Oh, sorry. It scares them really bad. And so it upsets me because they start really going at it a week before, the 4th. And then they keep on going a week after. So, I just wish people would stop and think how much it scares the animals,
Yeah, and I've already reported today, Laura, that it has shifted, at least in my neighborhood, because during the pandemic, each 4th of July was worse. And last year was just over the top. It was so brutal. I mean, it went on constantly from the crack of dawn until late, you know, into the night, and big and close and just nonstop. And even my Robbie, who's so conditioned, he was feeling a little stressed, and I had to get out the cheese and do some jollies, you know, last 4th of July in the evening. But this weekend has been really quiet, and I have yet to hear any fireworks. I've got fingers crossed. I'm thinking, well, maybe my neighborhood, instead of buying out the reservations, they went to Eastern Washington or someplace else to celebrate 4th of July. And nobody's, anyway, I'm hoping maybe it'll be a relatively quiet one up here. So how is it through the weekend so far down there? Has there been a lot of fireworks going on in Seattle? I know they're not legal, but the people don't listen, set them off anyway.
Right. So the last 2 days have been fairly quiet where I've been. But, okay, you know, like the night before that, they let off, you know, a couple of those big things. Yeah, it sounded like they blew transformers out. And, yeah, you know, so that got the animals all scared and shaking and stuff. And so
traditionally with, you know, the homeless, you know, camps and the animals down there, is 4th of July just always, you know, a real challenge for all of them?
Yeah, because if they get scared, you know, they have a high probability of taking off. And
well, yeah, dogs run. Cats hide, yes. Dogs run. So
yes, and so that scares me, you know, and we just try to let people know if they need CBD oil, we're happy to go drop it off, and, you know, just to keep a hold of their animals, to spend time with them, and just be, you know, just be grateful and take care of their babies.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I long years ago, well, you know, because I had horses, and, you know, for many, many years, and I just have always devoted my 4th of July to staying with my animals and making sure that everything works well for them. I think sometimes when you have animals, you know, it is a commitment and it's a responsibility. And sometimes you let go of things that you might want to do as the human in order to serve your animal friends. So talking about that. So anyway, for anybody that doesn't know, Ms. Laura, why don't you give us a lowdown on what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is?
So Seattle Dogs is a street outreach program where we go out on, sorry, noise there. We go.
Well, it sounded like you have a lion in the background. My gosh.
It was somebody's car.
No, really? Sounded like a lion. We could have. Yes. You could have said it was a lion in my closet. And go ahead.
It's a missing catalytic converter, and they're not stepping on the gas real hard. That's what that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just a little FYI there, but anyway, Seattle Dogs. We do street outreach. We provide pet food, supplies, emergency vet care through our vet at Greenwood Animal Hospital, spay and neuter, and access to boarding if somebody wants to go to drug treatment or to start work. And
I'm amazed, Laura. I mean, you thought of all of everything until I started interviewing you and found out about Seattle Dogs. I didn't even think about that. But what would you do if you were on the street? I mean, my animals are my world anyway, and my family and my kids and everything. If I had to go into rehab, or I had to go for job training or something, and I couldn't take my animals, I wouldn't go. But right. But you figured that out. And so you will provide, you know, boarding for the animals so the human can go fix themselves or whatever needs to be done and get their animals back when they've completed that process. And that's just outstanding.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we know how incredibly expensive veterinary medicine is these days. So it's quite a blessing that you will help with that as well. So
yes, we're very, very, just very, very lucky and blessed that we have Greenwood Animal Hospital to, you know, give us not only the account, but to give us the discount, you know, that we get, and to be very supportive of our program. And, you know, it is a lot. Prices have gone up, and our bill is astronomical with more emergencies going in daily. But, you know, I just
well, it's a wonderful way for folks for you to donate, too. You can always donate directly to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. That's what I do every month. I'm still trying to see if I can get a monthly donation set up, and I haven't had a chance to do that, Laura. I'm going to hopefully do that over the weekend here and see if it'll work this time. If you can donate one time or a monthly donation to Seattle Dogs, but you can also go stop by or call Greenwood Animal Hospital, and you can donate to the Seattle Dogs vet fund through them. And so that's another way that you can actually kind of target your money and where your money helps out. And so that's a great thing to do as well.
Yes. And they're open Monday through Friday for phone calls from 9 to 6.
Ah, okay.
They don't take calls on the weekends anymore, but 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. And, you know, we get the receipt saying, you know, so much was donated. And if you want us to know who you are, then that's amazing. And I love that. But some people choose to be anonymous, and that's okay too. And
do you have a phone number for Greenwood Animal Hospital? Just
it's 206-528-3838.
Okay, so Greenwood Animal Hospital, they're in Seattle, and you can just call them Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and donate right over the phone, 206-528-3838, 206-528-3838. So that's another great way to help out, Laura. So let's see. I'm looking at the clock here, Laura. So let's take care of advertisers here so we don't run out of time. And then when we continue, let's find out what's on your want and wish and need list at this time, and anything you need to chat with us about. So more with Laura and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the final hour of our happy 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Check out the website. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And Natasha Venter, our wonderful medium communicator, personal awareness coach. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. And remember her podcasts on Monday and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on YouTube or Facebook. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates, and you get free interviews on the show and links on website. So check it out. And if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call, 360-217-7258. All right. Now, before we jump back to Laura here, I just wanted to mention, and to Nathan, everybody, you know, when I'm talking about jolly routines and all of that for 4th of July, they work for other things as well. And your attitude and setting the appropriate example. Just as quickly as I can get in here, my Robbie dog had serious surgery, lots of stuff done this week, major incisions, had lumpy bumpies removed, had major extractions in his mouth, all kinds of stuff. Now, if I got to do his recovery, and that was great, but bringing him home, if I had been the kind of owner that calms Susan, sympathize, oh, Robbie, I'm so sorry you had this done. Oh, and every time I checked him, oh, let me see it, all of that, I'd have a basket case on my hands. You can't do that. So I'm like, oh boy, check your sis. Let's check this. Let's check that. Oh boy, you get your bollies. That's one of his homeopathic medications. Oh boy, you get your treats. His medications are treats. Oh boy, this. Oh boy, that. And then the hardest thing, when I had to leave him for the first time, fortunately, he didn't have to wear a cone, because those are really uncomfortable and really difficult for dogs to adjust to. But they now make the donut inner tube things that go around the neck. And those are much more comfortable. They still, you know, are awkward for them, and there's a getting used to period. But so I got one of those for Robbie's when I had to leave him for the first time, just to make sure that he left everything alone. Well, I put it on him for the first time, and it was just hysterical, because he's like a cat. You put a vest on him, they fall over, they think they can't move. And Robbie said, I don't think I can move. So I got a little happy. I don't think I can move. Got even happy. I don't think I can move. So then I got happy and started leaving the room. And then he started following me and bumping into stuff. And so there's a learning curve. But the whole time, what is Martha doing? Oh, boy, donuts. You got your donut on. Oh, aren't you cute? Only really special dogs have donuts. Yada, yada, yada. Well, by the time we got done, Robbie thinks his donut is the coolest thing since sliced bread. And I put it on him now. He runs around the house going, oh, look how cute I am. I have my donut on. This is really cool. You can do it with cones. You can do it with donuts. You do it with everything. Remember jolly routines. Okay. Speaking of jolly routines, let's make Laura feel better and donate lots of money. So Laura from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Hey, Laura, what's on your wish list here?
Money.
Okay, so money is the big thing.
You know, whether it's $5 or it's $500, it all is, you know, appreciated and needed desperately. You know, because there's a lot
Wonderful.
That goes into everything, but, you know, not everybody can donate, and I understand that. So we do need some food right now, and people can drop off, you know, food or toys at a Dog's Dream pet store in Georgetown or White Center.
Okay. And, a Dog's Dream in Georgetown or White Center. You can drop off supplies for Seattle dogs. And when you say you need food, dog food, cat food, canned food, dry food, everything,
both.
What does
it? Yeah, both and treats. Dog and cat treats.
Dog and cat treats, dog and cat food, both dry and canned.
Yes. And I don't,
And then, so you talked about a dog's dream.
Yes.
That you can drop off of, and you can drop off someplace else too, I think, can't you?
Not all right now.
Oh, okay. So that's, yeah. So, all right. And yeah. Then, of course, you can donate anytime to, you can go to the website on, what's the website address, Laura?
SeattleDogs.info.
SeattleDogs.info, and then there would be a link to donate on the website, or you can, what is it, paypal.me/206dogs, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so paypal.me/206dogs.
Yes.
And that will get you into the system.
Yeah, and we do take the Venmo and Cash App, and people can also call and let me know. You know, maybe they have more questions or need more information. And so,
what number do they call to reach you, Laura?
206-519-1697.
So 206-519-1697, and you could do all those fancy things like Venmo and stuff to take donations, or if you said you'd be happy to answer questions and so forth, especially if they've got supplies or something to drop off, you could advise them about that as well.
We desperately need a wagon and, to deliver supplies out,
So like a little red wagon I had as a kid? You're talking about that kind of wagon?
Yeah. They have kind of like an all-terrain one at Costco. I saw them.
Ah.
Their wagons are expensive. But, yes, we definitely need wagon.
A wagon to haul some things around.
Yeah.
And, of course, my big thing is, Laura is doing all of this in her own little personal car. And it would make life so much easier for Laura and Seattle Dogs if someone could step up and donate a used van or pickup with a canopy. They need a truck or a van to do deliveries, and it would make all the difference in the world. And there's just got to be somebody out there with one. So please, 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 van or pickup with canopy that you could donate. And they're a 501(c) nonprofit, so it's all deductible. And you can call Laura at 206-519-1697. So anything else you want to leave us with, Laura?
I wanted to tell you that Chewy,
Chewy.com? Yeah. Chewy.com.
This is how busy we've been. That not quite 2 months, they came here to us with a semi-truck and delivered 6 pallets of dog and cat food and some cat litter. And then another pallet with supplies.
And this was donations?
Yes.
Wow.
And it wasn't the wish list. Chewy opened up a headquarters here in Seattle. And they chose 3 organizations to donate products to.
Oh.
And we were one of the 3.
I'm tearing up. Oh.
Yes. And
God bless you, Chewy.
The representative from Chewy came here, he met me at our storage and helped us with, getting things done. And he went and did outreach with me. It was...
What I'm seeing? I'm seeing, because Chewy will step up and they'll do special things for shelters.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could get them to sponsor a pre-owned van or truck and they could put their Chewy advertising all over it.
Oh, that's a great idea, Mark.
Yeah. So call your contact. And if you need me to, bug them, you find out who we need to talk to at Chewy, you call me and I will get after them.
Okay.
All right. Okay, everybody. I want you all to visualize. Let's see a Seattle Dogs homeless program, Chewy.com van. on it.
Yes.
I think, oh, I let's work on that. And you give me somebody to bother about it. And let's think, let's see a beautiful van for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Chewy can do it. I think we found our answer. Let's go for it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, great idea.
So
okay.
Smart. I love you.
Oh. I love you too. All right, gotta go because Christina's waiting and it's her first time on the show and I don't want to offend her. So yeah. I've gotta carry on. But let's all see a Seattle Dogs Homeless Program van with Chewy.com on it and we'll get them to donate. So and if you can find somebody, we can all call in and request that they do this. But I know they do special projects. For shelters and rescues. So let's get on that and make this a priority.
Okay.
All righty. God bless you, Laura. And happy 4th of July. I hope it stays calm in the city.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I think that's a hot idea. Chewy.com donates a van. Yeah. All right. So everybody, let's just imagine it. Chewy.com for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Chewy.com, Seattle Dogs Program, Homeless Program on a nice van and Laura out there delivering. Oh, yes. Happy 4th of July. Okay, let's switch gears. And now it's a time for us to address the human animal. And I have to tell you, our wonderful Ananda Institute for Living Yoga, I think it might be a skeleton crew going on out there at the temple because you know what else is going on right now? It's spiritual renewal week for my Ananda spiritual family. And pretty much everybody from Seattle, they're all down at the village, Ananda Village in California. But fortunately, someone that I know is still up here in Seattle and holding down the fort. So we get to I get to introduce you to for the first time from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Christina is joining us. Good morning, Christina, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you today?
On the show. Pardon me?
Oh, no, we've got kind of an... We've got an echo, Nathan. What do we need to do about that? You're not hearing it? Oh, okay. Good. I assuming you're coming to us from the temple, Christina?
Yes, I am. I'm on my cell phone. I have a headset on though, so maybe that let me know if that's the problem.
No, you sound fine. It must have been maybe I was too close to my microphone or something, and that wigged it out because I've got new equipment today. I said it might be a skeleton crew out there. Is everybody from Ananda down at Ananda Village for Spiritual Renewal Week, or is anybody left up here besides you?
No, we had a full sanctuary today. We are missing Padma and a few other great souls. But we are a little bit of a skeleton crew, but it's been fun to see lots of folks here this week. So,
All right. Yeah. So we talk to you all, every month to find out what's going on. And of course, 4th of July now, and we're really into summer. Anything in particular going on at the temple or the yoga hall or up at the farm, or where should we start? What do we want to talk about today?
Well, I thought maybe we should talk a little bit about what we do at the Institute. You guys have probably talked a lot about it in the past, but we do have...
Well, now that you bring that up, see, that's why I always like to have, new people. And by the way, Christina and I aren't new to each other. I mean, we know each other and have been members of Ananda together. And in fact, do y'all remember when... Nathan, I don't think you were, because it was way before the pandemic, so you weren't our production engineer yet. But I went on an Ananda pilgrimage down to Southern California. Anyway, we did a 5-day pilgrimage down to the Los Angeles area and went to all the neat spiritual places down there. And we went to Forest Lawn and got to see Yogananda's crypt and all of that. He's the same place Michael Jackson's at and all that sort of thing. Anyway, Christina and her husband were part of that pilgrimage, so we traveled together, actually. So we're travel companions.
Yeah.
And Yeah. So anyway, it's fun to have you on the show here. And I got on my tangent here, but what I was going to say is that a lot of the people I talk to every month, Christina, I talk to regularly, and we sometimes forget that. So, you know, the basic details. So why don't we, while we're thinking about it, do tell us what is the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga all about?
Oh, all right. Well, you know, we primarily lead some Yoga Alliance classes, courses, and two of them that are coming up this fall, which I'm involved with both of them. One is the Art and Science of Raja Yoga. And
ooh, that's one of the most popular.
Yeah, most popular. It's a 12-week long course. You meet once a week. And thanks to our pandemic, we've learned how to offer it both in person and online, so lots of flexibility. It's, you know, taught from the temple here in Bothell, but it's a really great way to just tune in to, you know, life is in a different way, to withdraw from your senses and come to your senses, as I like to think about it. It's really a great way just to tune into tools for life through yoga. And so
and learning meditation and exactly. Affirmations and all kinds of good stuff. Mm-hmm. And now the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, that is one of the biggest classes that Ananda offers during the year, and it's offered twice.
Yes.
So the next round will be coming up. And by the way, you know that I often refer to and reference Kriya Yoga, and which is a process that you need to learn how to do. And you know, there's some hoops to jump through in order to learn it and be able to use it and so forth. But so I mentioned how incredibly powerful it is, but this is how you start in that process. If you're interested in learning Kriya Yoga, and honestly, Christina, that's why me and my friend Krista, that's why we came to Ananda in the first place, is because we wanted Kriya Yoga. And so the first thing that we did at Ananda was take the Art and Science of Raja Yoga and Hatha Yoga. And then we went into to Kriya prep and training and ended up doing Kriya. So it is the beginning of the process. If you want the really good stuff and like the airplane route to God, as Yogananda put it, it really does speed up shedding karma and moving forward on your path to a higher consciousness. Yeah. So when do the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, when is that going to happen?
It starts on September 8th, so right after Labor Day weekend. It's 11 Thursday nights, and there's one Saturday in the fall version. We do a little workshop at the Ananda community on one of the Saturdays. So.
And I think that's one of the silver linings or the blessings that came out of the pandemic, is that it forced everyone to figure out how to do things online and Zoom and stream and all of that. And that ended up being an incredible gift for Ananda and figuring all of that out. And now everything is offered both ways.
Yeah,
you can do all the classes and events. You can attend them in person, or you can do it via Zoom or stream, depending on the event. And I found that to be an absolute lifesaver, because I don't feel I've been separated at all, you know, from my Ananda family and the temple, even though I'm hardly ever go there anymore. It's all online.
But it
makes a huge difference. So even the Art and Science of Raja Yoga will be available you can do it online as well as in person.
Yeah, we offer it on Zoom simultaneously, as we're Zoom streaming it, I call it. The sanctuary here at the temple. So you're live and you're hearing all the conversation in the temple, and people can ask questions. And you know, the first hour of the class is a Hatha Yoga class, and then we lead right into a nice 45-minute guided meditation. And then the last hour of the class is discussion and on the book.
Yes, and for any of you that haven't heard, Hatha Yoga, that's the actual, what most people think of as yoga, the physical body postures. So there is some of that in the Hatha Yoga, but the Raja Yoga is more relates to meditation, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we still do offer, if folks just want to take just the Raja Yoga portion, we're always open to that too.
Okay.
But we find all kinds of ways to help people who might be a little afraid of their bodies and what it can do. But there's always options. So we work with everybody.
Oh yeah,
sign up. Got what will work for them. Yeah.
Yep, and I was amazed at how nicely you adapt things to work for anybody. And yoga can be done in a chair, for heaven's sakes.
Totally.
You know,
I love yoga.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now I'm looking at the clock, and Christina, since we're approaching the end of the show, I have to keep us on time. So we are going to take care of advertisers here, and then we will come back and continue to chat with Christina and find out what else is coming up. And gosh, we're in the middle of the summer. Is the farm open? Can we go there? We got to find out. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues more with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, neuroenergetic balancer and Rasmussen Reset creator. And, of course, he and Sister Linda Rasmussen will both be in the studio with us next week. It's the second Sunday of July, so it will be our healing show. And that means that you can call in and get free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Linda, of course, deals with the human animals and straightens you guys out, and then Dr. Nels tunes in and resets the animals. So plan to be here next week and call in for your free remote sessions. And of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton is alive and well and in business again at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com online or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. She can see you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, so you can experience the gongs and the acutonic forks in person, or she can do you remotely. All you got to do is give her a call, and that's 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. We are back with Christina from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Good morning again, Christina.
Good morning.
And what else have we got on the list we need to mention today?
Oh, I just wanted to also mention that, you know, we're offering our yoga teacher training program. It starts this fall as well.
Ah, now that's another really big one. So the yoga teacher training, and does that start in September as well?
It does. It starts on September 10th. It's actually interwoven with that the art and science of Raja Yoga. So you take both courses
really
together.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's in a matter of 11 Thursdays and 7 weekends. It's a total of 200 hours of instruction, which sounds daunting, but it's very experiential, and we really focus on, you know, just also going deep into about 36 different postures, really exploring the energy body and or what people also sometimes refer to as the subtle body, because, well, it is subtle. Energy can be subtle. So we dive into that, practice together as a group, and we also practice teaching together as a group.
So really for the yoga teacher training, I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is that you don't only take it because you want to learn to teach yoga. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, certainly, if you want to be able to teach Ananda Yoga, this is what you need to do, you know, to get started. But a lot of people take it, Christina, don't they, just to expand and enhance their own personal yoga practice? Isn't that true?
Yeah, exactly. I think probably more than half of our students, sometimes up to as many as 75, say, "Oh, I'm not going to teach." And they really just want to dive deep into the practice and know that there's something more to the human body than meets the eye, and that it can be really an opportunity. And I was one of those. I was no way I was going to teach, no way, no how. And But at the end, I just knew there was something more there, and I really wanted to do yoga teacher training, especially once I took my first yoga class at the Institute here, and I just knew that. Wow, it was just too precious not to share or to get over my fear, whatever it was that was brewing inside me that made me feel kind of small and tiny, and just get past it and share.
Well, so that's interesting. So you took the yoga teacher training, not intending to teach yoga.
No,
you were just learning to learn to take it to learn more and enhance your own practice. But by taking it, you then decided that you wanted to teach. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I did. It's an experience of a lot of the students are like, "No way, I'm not going to do it." And then they do it and go through the program and realize there's so much to share, even with family and friends, or at their schools, at their churches, all kinds of ways that people can share. And so people are often inspired at the end.
So do you teach yoga classes now?
I do. I teach here at the Institute on Monday nights. And
I've
been teaching here since I graduated, so about 5 years. And I started teaching in the yoga teacher training program as well about a year after I graduated.
Well, wonderful. So see, even if you're really shy, folks, try and send it like Christina. You know, you do it, and look what happened to her. She's blossomed into a wonderful yoga instructor. That's not why she started taking the class, but she's gained a lot of confidence since then, and now you can go to class with Christina. So how cool is that? You could do the same thing but you sign up, and it starts September 9th and September. Well, I guess I landed in the middle, because I'm looking at the art and science of Raja Yoga September 8th. And then yoga teacher training September 9th. So I think I just took the middle road. September 9th. Oh, okay. But actually, nothing starts on September 9th, folks. I just messed up. So the September 10th is yoga teacher training. And all the details we find on the website, anandawa.org.
Yes, indeed. You'll see a big button right there on the homepage. One for the Art and Science of Raja Yoga course. There's a nice button right at the top of the page. And also right below that, there's a button about Ananda yoga teacher training. You can click
all right.
on those and get all the details.
Yeah, before we run out of time, are you aware of anything going on up at the farm these days?
Oh, gosh, all kinds of good stuff going on up there.
I know they got to be growing. They got to be growing produce like crazy.
Yeah.
Lots Did you produce. Have a farm stand this weekend, today at the temple?
I don't know, because I just came running down here.
That's right. You had to come do the interview, so you don't know.
But I know that they're at the Everett Farmers Market today. And, you know, the farm, as you know, the farm stand's open every Saturday now. So you can go visit the farm.
That's what I wanted to get to, because I think you can now.
Yeah.
I mean, the farm is growing all the time, and you know, it's up on the south end of Camino Island, and it's a wonderful experience to go. And so now they have a little shop and open on Saturdays.
The what cafe?
The cafe and
the cafe. Mm-hmm.
And what hours can you go to the farm, Christina?
Well, I don't know it all off the top of my head, but I do know that the farm stand is open on Saturdays, I believe, from noon to 3.
Hope noon to 3. Right about that. And I think you can go because the Ananda Farm on Camino has its own website. And I believe it's AnandaFarms.com.
Plural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. AnandaFarms with an S, .com, not .org. AnandaFarms.com, and that will you know, give you all the details of what's going on. Now, you know, I know things have changed with the pandemic and all of that, and it used to be that the farm would do wonderful farm dinners like a few times during the summer. Has that practice started again, do you know? Are they doing farm dinners?
They are. They just had one last weekend.
Okay.
So I believe they're all the last Saturday of the month. So there's another one coming up in July. So definitely go to the website and check that out. Make sure.
Okay.
It's not sold out.
So the farm dinners are happening. Now, this is really wonderful because they do a, you know, homemade meal up at the farm. And I think you get farm tours and to get to hang out up there, but also to eat a wonderful meal. And a lot of it includes stuff that's grown right there on the farm.
Yeah,
that's
so
interesting.
One in July and August coming up.
Are you moving around, Christina? We're getting a little
not on purpose,
stuff.
But I might be.
Well, we are just okay. So I didn't know if it was my equipment or Christina, but it sounds a little staticky. Anyway, sounds better now. So Saturdays noon to 3, you can go up to the farm stand at the Camino Farm, but check out the website because you may be able to go at other times as well. And any events coming up like the farm dinners will be on the website, AnandaFarms with an S, .com. And then, of course, the main website for Ananda up here in our area is Ananda Washington, or just AnandaWa. .org, and there you can click on events and all of that sort of stuff and find out everything that's going on. And gosh, anything else you can think of that we need to touch base with, or have we covered everything we need to?
I think we've covered it all. That's what's happening here this summer.
All righty. Well, that's great. So check everything out, anandafarms.com or anandawa.org for all the great classes. Christina, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you maybe sometime at the temple. I know that we've got Kriya initiation coming up here. I'll be dropping by on Friday to pick up my Babaji drink. I know that. Maybe I'll see you then.
Okay.
But anyway, it was so good to hear your voice and chat with you. Say hi to anybody that I know that's there. And we will talk to somebody from Ananda again the first Sunday of August. All righty.
Hey, Martha, good to talk to you. Great to
hear
your voice.
Thank you, Christina. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, that wraps up another show. Here we go. And next week, as I've been telling you, is the second Sunday of the month. So it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his sister Linda Rasmussen will join me in the studio. Stacy will be with us. And oh, by the way, Nathan, Stacy heard us this morning and checked in with the text and wished us both happy 4th of July and all of that. And she's doing good with her Frenchies. And of course, we'll all be reunited and back in the studio again next week. And mark your calendars. Be sure and plan to be here so that you can call in for your free remote treatments. Linda will work on the humans, and Dr. Nels tunes in and balances the animals. And we always look forward to that. And of course, even if you don't call in about something, you can get healing yourself just by listening to the calls and paying attention. So now remember, it is the 4th of July weekend. So please monitor your animals. Oh, and I didn't tell you, you can do jolly routines for horses. When I had horses, guess where I was when the family fireworks were going off? I'm out in the paddock with my horses. I'd get one of those, you know, 30-pound bags of carrots at the feed store, and I'm out in the paddock. Oh boy, carrots. Oh boy, carrots. Oh boy, carrots. My horses loved fireworks because I did oh boy, carrots. Okay, so you can do jolly routines with all kinds of critters. So remember the Thunder Shirt hack on YouTube if you want to wrap your dogs up with some ace bandages and try the swaddling technique, or oil in the ears, baby oil, mineral oil, oily ear ointment, mush it around, and then lots of string cheese and oh boy cheese, oh boy cheese, oh boy cheese, and get those jolly treat parties going throughout the day and the evening, and you should have a very stable and much happier dog on your hands. So I think we are about wrapped up here. And Nathan, thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you in person next week.
In 2 weeks. And,
well, that's you're traveling off. You're off to a wedding or something. Where are you going?
Yep, one of my buddies is getting married over in the Clay Elum area. So going to be traveling out there for next weekend.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful wedding. And so David in with us next week. And as always, everybody, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.